So I'll go like this when I want you to clap, and then just feel it. You know what I mean? Okay, I'm high right now. All right. The 99th show, why not once? This is our 99th episode, by the way. Yeah. And we're next week, we are doing our 100th episode right here after the 3-2-1 sizzle. So there's going to be lots of boobs and then like bearded white men reading their paper. So it's fun. It'll be a diverse night. So we're going to go ahead and start this. All right.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
Oh my God. Look at these waves of people coming in. It's amazing. Oh my God, you guys didn't have to stop clapping, but you know what? Let's go ahead and start the show anyway. Are you guys ready to meet your contestants? The people. All right, please welcome to stage in seat number one, Jamie Fernandez. Jamie Fernandez. She takes a long time to get on stage because she's tiny legs. Yep, short number one. Fuck off, John. Please say that into the microphone. Coming up, sitting in the middle, this guy's never been on our show before. Parker Newman. Parker Newman. Yes. See? There he is. And then last but not least, this guy has been on every single Stab since the beginning. Please welcome to stage Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones. Huh? The door? We got doors. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and turn down the music. Well, it's pretty good. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi.
Hi. Hey, Parker. Hi. Hey, Jamie.
Hey.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Thanks for being here.
You're welcome, Jonathan.
You guys are so far away.
It's true.
All right. Well, let's just cut
the shit. It's too late to move now.
Let's just cut the shit. you doing all right, Parker?
Yeah, it's my first time, if I'm a little quick, my bad.
But. That's all right. You're good. You're good. You look good. All right, well, being that this is our 99th episode, contestants, if you could have 99 of anything, what would it be and why? Jamie.
First. I put that... I would like 99 traditional extra crispy garlic parmesan wings from Wingstop because right now I'm gauging my happiness via continuous loop of eating or not eating.
Okay. That sounds healthy. Thank you for being here, Jamie Fernandez. She was on our first show.
Very first show.
All right. Jamie Fernandez. Woo! Yeah. Woo. Only three people care. Parker. Hi.
Hi.
Parker, what's your gig?
My gig?
Yeah, what do you do for life?
Oh, I just quit my job.
You did?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So were you fired?
I mean, like, technically, but, you know, if you want to go around throwing terms, sure. But I just
Something was quit. They quit you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Same question for you, Parker. If you could have 99 of anything... what would they be and why?
Well, John, if I could have 99 of anything, I would have 99 problems. That way, me finding a bitch wouldn't be one anymore. Okay. Hence the song. Either that, or I would have 99 bottles of beer on the wall. This would help me face the newly founded 99 problems I have. It's final. I'm going to build a wall with 99 bottles of beer, and my new bitch is going to pay for it.
All right. Very good.
Thank you.
You're only 19, though, right?
20 now.
20!
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
All
two decades. Stay away from my daughter. All right. Actually, I kind of want to hook you up with her. She's cool.
Oh.
hook you up with her. Yeah. Okay. Was that weird?
A little bit.
Kind of weird.
Okay. Jesse.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
How do you feel now that we're on the brink of 100 episodes?
Pretty much the same.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. Yeah. We still can't sell out a house.
But this weeknight. Is really respectable for us.
Yeah,
frankly.
This is. This is like the biggest audience solid. We've ever had. If you guys want to, you can subscribe to our show if you think it's good already on iTunes. Yeah. Jesse Jones, if you had 99 things, what would it be and why?
Well, I'm not at all surprised that it's a little similar to someone else up here. I didn't go too far afield. You see, if I could have 99 of anything, mm-hmm. it would probably be bottles of beer on a wall. Then at one point I could say, take one of those bottles from said wall and share it with those around me from one to another. Oh, the joy and camaraderie we would feel for one another over this wall beverage. And even then, after that one had been enjoyed, it would still leave me another 98 bottles of beer still upon that wall. Plenty left if I again chose to take another one and repeat the previous sharing process, which I had engaged in with the previous bottle, the 99th bottle. This does, of course, leave me with a pretty big decision to make at bottle 97.
All right.
I mean, I could keep going, but I won't.
Why?
Because that's all I wrote.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. Let's hear it for Jesse. Jesse.
It gets better.
Let's play Stab. Can we get our music back up? That'd be awesome. I want everyone to hear this.
Oh, are we waiting?
There we go. Professional. This first segment's called This Was Today Once. Fernandez.
Yes.
On this date, 1965, a Charlie Brown Christmas first. You seem sentimental. Like a meow. Okay. 1965, a Charlie Brown Christmas, the first in a series of Peanuts television specials debuts on CBS. Also on this very date, 1979, the eradication of smallpox virus was certified, making smallpox the first to date only human disease driven to extinction. Oh, that's good. How'd you celebrate both of these? Either of them, together.
Okay, well, I kind of just picked one, but I incorporated them in a little bit. I did what I always do on the anniversary of diseases which almost brought humans to extinction, mimosas with the girls. I also think it's fitting to have a fun and flirty day drinking outing with my ladies when it comes to the celebration of awesome vintage diseases. Especially because my friend Danica has a face like an untreated smallpox patient, and my friend Taylor is kind of like if someone's personality got Zika virus. Tori probably has scurvy because she doesn't eat anything but dick, and Lisa's hair looks like she's on her third unsuccessful go-around of chemo.
Oh.
Because scurvy is fine, chemo, come on, they're all infectious diseases. You guys are really not going to like this. Michaela is always super fun to hang out with during infectious disease celebrations because her body literally looks like if an AIDS patient and someone with spina bifida had a baby and then it grew up and got rosacea. Oh, my God. I didn't think this was that bad. So I feel like being around them really brings me closer to the tragedy of it all, you know? I didn't at all celebrate the Peanut comics because, number one, comics are for losers, and number two, the only thing I read are the nutritional facts on salad dressings and the different flavors of Wheat Thins. Side note, garlic parm has the most sugar. Anyhow... later this month, I'll also be celebrating the rapid rise of Al-Qaeda in the Middle East with a mani-pedi with one of my Indian friends.
Oh, very good. Very good. Very good, Jamie. Parker. This is your first prompt ever.
Yeah.
Good luck, buddy.
These never go well. These never go well, the first ones for people.
It's just like English class. So, yeah, it's not going to go well.
Hey, Parker, on this date, 1994, Surgeon General Jocelyn Elders resigns after her comments about masturbation at a United Nations meeting. She said, "I think that it's a part of the human sexuality, and perhaps it should be taught." Can we get her a mic? Seriously? She's like, yeah, support that. Also on that date, on this very date, 1963, Frank Sinatra Jr. was kidnapped. Yeah. So masturbation and the kidnapping of Frank Blue Eyes Jr., young Blue Eyes, they called him. How did you celebrate the aforementioned events in tandem?
I'm glad you asked, because, you know, I spent weeks preparing for this holiday. I woke up that morning at around 4 p.m. as usual and started to masturbate until I cried. But then I realized, oh wait, that holiday thing is today. I thought, how else could I celebrate this beloved children's holiday any other way than to have a Jack Off Across America tour? To quote Frank Sinatra Jr., "I now have empty balls. I came down each and every highway." But more, much more than this, I have severe carpal tunnel.
Very good, Parker Newman. Regular Michael Bublé over there. That's what that's. Michael Bubble. Jesse. On this date, 1985, Jerry Rice begins an NFL streak of 100-plus consecutive game receptions. Streak! Seriously, six mic. Get her two. Give her two. All right. Also on this very date, 1953, General Electric announces that all communist employees will be fired. How did you choose to celebrate these events combined?
Well, this sumbitch right here just reminds me of my own personal streak of 100-odd episodes of rooting out un-American activities on this here God's very own red, white, and blue star-spangled, bald eagle-smelling United States of America stuck a feather in his cap and called it STAB program. Shit, John, I see it as a goddamn privilege to protect baby Jesus' favorite comedy panel podcast ha-ha show from red commie bullshit and belly-aching liberal agenda, crybaby, PC, hand-holding participation trophy, special snowflake, whole grain, gluten-free soy latte, lady armpit hair, drum circling, kale smoothie, solar power, windmill, climate change, farmer's market, reusable shopping bag, $15 minimum wage, touchy-feely Facebook propaganda. Shit, yeah. Like that one time you gave me a location, location, location prompt. Asked me to sell you on my flag burning business on the deck of the HMS King George was right. And I spent the next 15 minutes just screaming the Declaration of Independence right in your stupid fucking face. Or maybe like last time Jamie was on the show going on and on about some women's lib claptrap. And I just stood the fuck up and farted the Pledge of Allegiance right in Ben Rice's stupid fucking face. So y'all just mind your fucking P's and Q's. Because I'm ever vigilant and hella on guard for any sissified bullshit. And I got a gut full of patriotic firepower just waiting to unleash on somebody's stupid fucking face. Parker.
That was, this was Today Once. Which brings us to our second category of the night. We call it the topical. Topical haiku challenge. Okay. She just whispered yes. Never seen the show. She knows. How do I know you know? You know. This is weird. You guys, this past week, scorned Russian teen lover Nikita Razakunov, something like that, attempted to prove his love to his philandering girlfriend by decapitating the fella she was cheating on him with and giving her the dude's melon as a token of love. It's really happened. Jamie, please have written 3 haiku. We'll do 1 at a time. Haiku go.
Haiku go. Young, hot, Russian teen. Bloody severed head for me? So turned on right now.
Very good. Parker, your first one.
I've heard this before. His name was not Nikita. Real name was John Ross.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
My first is titled, What a Country. Russian dating scene? Not like in America. Boyfriend give you head.
That was good. That was a good one.
Niet. Yeah. Jamie, you're 2nd of 3.
I hate all of these. I channeled Donald Trump for this one.
Okay.
So this is his take on it. Guy got owned bigly, would do the same if I could. Tremendous things in Russia.
I don't know.
Was not really mad. Wanted to have an orgy. Have 2.1 way.
Okay. Very good. Jesse Jones.
Sort of related to Jamie. Second one's titled Overreaction. Victims of cheating will tell you that reaction seems just about right.
Jamie.
Gentlemen, take note what it means to be a real man. Tired of fucking earrings.
Very good. Bjarker?
My third one is pretty similar to Jesse's second one. I don't know if you guys are keeping track on the numbers. But let's see. I love you so much. You always give such great head. But so do I, though.
Very good.
To sort of tie all of them together.
Yeah.
Third is titled The Season of Giving. I know it's early, but the wait is killing me. Open your present.
Very good. That was the topical haiku challenge. Let's hear everyone and their haiku. Oh, I didn't want to open that app. There we go.
Professional.
Business. This next segment's called Reorganization. Please take this existing act. Where are you going? Please take this. I'm kidding. What is that smell? Okay. You guys having a good time? Yeah. Thanks. Not over yet, but yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. You guys shouldn't go driving. You guys should not go driving. Gonna walk next door? This is nice. You guys gonna go home and make love? What's that?
It's war.
It's war? You're horny. Okay.
Lucky.
All right, guys.
Okay, we're out of here. We're going to go make love.
All right, guys. Okay, you'll be back. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I see. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you later then. All right.
We miss you already.
All right, guys.
I expected nothing less.
If you're asking, no, I don't want to fight. No. Let me take those for you guys. I'll take those. All right. Were you just? I think she's just saying she.
I don't know.
Love you guys. Love you.
So show's over then.
Was she saying she was gonna masturbate herself with a bottle? Is that what I gathered?
I'm not gonna say yes, but probably.
Okay. I missed that part.
Did you? No, she said it'll last longer, and then held it up and then shook it.
I'm no scientist, John.
All right.
It's a question that we'll never know the answer.
It's called brown sugar sweet release, too. That's the name of the All right. I want to hear it again. Okay. And we're back.
See how much of that makes the cut.
Like we edit the show. All right, this next segment's called Reorganization. Please take this existing acronym, reimagine it. What does it now represent? Who does it now stand for? Since we now live in a time that has us continually wondering questions all the time, today's acronym is FAQ. FAQ. What does it mean to you, Jamie?
FAQ now stands for Fabulous Alpaca Quarterly. Okay. The quarterly lifestyle magazine created by alpacas for alpacas. Fabulous Alpaca Quarterly features articles and insights on things important to the lady alpaca species, such as, is he spitting because he's angry or horny? Kangaroo dung bath for a shiny top knot? And aren't llamas the fucking worst? Fabulous Alpaca Quarterly. They alpaca a punch with every issue.
That's going to be... All right, very good, Jamie. I feel like we should use that magazine for erotic letters to the editor of... I forget the name of it already. Parker.
Fabulous Alpaca Quarterly.
Very
there you
good.
Go.
Thank you.
Yes.
Parker, what does FAQ mean to you?
You know, I'm glad you asked that, because I feel like if more people asked what FAQ stood for, the world would be a much better place. FAQ actually stands for fuck a quack. This thing was actually created by a group of revolutionary ducks known as Quack Lives Matter. I recently talked to their head spokesperson, who had this to say: "We need actual change. I can't even cross the street anymore without getting honked at. We're not geese, you fucking racists." We don't honk, we quack, or we used to. We ducks need to stand up to this oppression and say, fuck a quack.
Very good. That was funny. Jesse Jones, what does FAQ mean to you right now?
Well, I hit the same magazine rack as as Jamie. To be fair, I've already done an FAQ.
That's right.
And I let you know that last night.
Yes, I forgot. I forgot we had done this acronym before.
So this is my second Q, so I'm cutting myself some slack. Ahem. For the last 2 centuries, we've been your go-to source for moon phase calendars, frost predictions, and aphid prevention tips and tricks. But now, just in time for our 225th anniversary, we're getting a glossy, full-color makeover. Say goodbye to the old Farmer's Almanac
And hello to FAQ, Farmer's Almanac Quarterly. Damn you, Jamie. FAQ is your one-stop source for all the freshest rural news and entertainment that the hip, sophisticated 21st century farmer needs. Just check out some of the stories lined up for the hot winter issue of FAQ. When it comes to a good plowing, is it better thick and short or long and thin? We asked a wheat field, and their answer will change everything you thought you knew about turning the soil. Who's going to be FAQ's most stylish man of 2016? Will Clem Gutwater repeat? Or is this finally Arne Duck Lily's year to shine? And you won't believe 2017's hot new overalls trend. Three straps! So pick up your copy of FAQ today. Farmer's Almanac Quarterly. It ain't your grandpa's Farmer's Almanac. He'd be ashamed of every single thing we've done with it.
Very good. That was reorganization. Which brings us to our next category. You all right?
Yeah.
This next category is called Please Explain. It's a brand new, well, it's not brand new, but it's kind of a new one. Please explain the following things to me, guys, while pretending I'm the following thing. Jamie, please explain to me why you're not married yet. I am your mother.
Right. I'm going to try and do this. Can you hear me here?
No. God, I think so you turned it off.
All right, whatever. Fuck it. You are my mom.
I'm your mom.
Why I'm not married.
Why are you not married, Jamie?
Hi, Mom.
Hey.
It's good to see you again. If you could maybe just put that cigar out before you come in and maybe just leave. I don't know what that is. Can you just maybe leave that in the car? Great, thanks. So, Mom, I know you and Rick... No, Mom, I don't want to call him Dad. He's not my dad. Him and I are almost the same age. You just married him, and I'm not calling him Dad, okay? Just drop it. I know that you and Rick have been asking me a lot lately why I'm not married yet. And to be honest, you guys aren't the only ones that are confused about this. Even, like, all my friends are always like, oh, my God, you're amazing and funny, and you cook, and you're, like, a size zero. Or, like, some variation of that. Like, why are you married? So I felt like it was time. This is so weird. I felt like it was time for me to just sort of come clean. Yes, it's in the freezer, and there's enough for, like, two cocktails. So can you please just not drink it all? Like, just wait. I wanted to come clean about the real reason that I'm not married. You remember my boyfriend, Jar? That I had for a while, who I met on Christian Mingle. I know I'm not Christian. That's not why I was on there. Just stop. Drop it. Anyways, I went to visit Jar in Oklahoma City, and I stayed with him in this cute little neighborhood. Everyone said it was a trailer park. To me, it was just like a homey little community-oriented parking lot. I was more sexually comfortable with Jar than I'd ever been with anyone before. When I said, this is long. When I said I wanted to bring in a third person in her third trimester on the third day of the month, he did it because, you know what? What's the big deal? I like the number three. Why is that a weird thing? When I told him I like deaf guys, he shot his revolver next to his ear twice, leaving him nearly completely deaf in one ear. It was love. But it was, no, there is no ice because I don't buy ice. Who buys ice? I just freeze water. It's not just, anyways, it was when I asked him to do something with a hot glue gun that have really made things hard for me now. What I thought would be a sort of crafty sexual experience turned into just my vagina lips being seared together by scorching hot dollar store glue. And now my vagina just looks like if you dipped your hands in oil and tried to pray. No! No, Mom, you can't smoke in here. No, you can't. My landlord, that's who says. Just stop. So because of that, I haven't been able to date anyone, let alone marry someone who is okay with my vaginal disfigurement, and I just... I felt bad about not telling anyone. I really wanted to tell you. Oh, okay. Oh, you think it's not because of that? Really? You think it's because I'm an uppity, whining bitch? Great, Mom. That's great. Can you please leave? And please ask Rick to give my iPod shuffle back. I know that it's old, but I still need it.
Very good, Jamie. Very good. Very good. Parker Newman. Please explain to me why metal is so fucking ultimate. I am a huge Trisha Yearwood fan.
Okay, yeah. Let's see, you know what? I don't have to convince you to like metal because, you want to know why? Because you already love it. That's why, whether you know it or not, Trisha Yearwood is metal as balls. She is so fucking brutal that she makes bands like Opeth, Carcass, Death, Mayhem, Cannibal Corpse, and Slayer all look like pussies compared to her. If I may, I would like to read you an actual unreleased lyrics to her song, She's in Love with the Boy.
Okay.
Katie's sitting on the front porch. Watching the demons, not chickens, peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this 666 horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy, he's throwing up the horns, slaughtering through the blood and guts. Her dad, you guys never heard Mel song, but her daddy says he ain't worth a lick, so he stabbed his brains with the short end of a stick. But Katie's young, and man, she just don't care. She'd follow our dark lord Satan everywhere. So, yeah. And then the course is, one sec. Pages. She's in love with the Dark Lord, and knowing she can't run away, she's gonna sacrifice herself to him someday.
Very good, Parker.
Thank you.
Very good. Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm fine.
That's good. Please explain to me how sausage is made in a German accent. I am a sausage.
The real test will be seeing if the accent can hold all the way through.
Oh, hello, wunderbar sausage. Look at you. All plump and juicy. Your mother says that it's time we have the talk with you. The talk about the porks and the beans. About where little sausages come from. Well, aren't you growing up so fast? Soon you'll be moving out, raising little schmuckies of your own.
Moving kraut? Is that what you said?
Moving out.
Okay. Well, you said moving kraut.
It is spelled phonetically, moving, M-O-V-I-N-K, moving out, raising little schmuckies of your own. The time, so fleeting and temporary, it passes without regard for the plans we make, leaving behind only sweet mesquite memories of casings filled and brats gone by. It slips through our fingers like so many plump, juicy sausages. You see, little sausage, when a man loves the lips, hooves, and rectum of a special schwein, that man takes the sweet offal and grinds it up and squishes it back into his own intestines. It's a beautiful and laughing thing, meant to be saved until you're ready for such commitment. You see, making sausage is like making love. Some of the juices are an acquired taste. You are discouraged from doing it with horses. And once you taste that first blood engorged wiener on your lips, you'll never want to go back to your wife's stale old sauerkraut again.
Very good, Jesse Jones. She's in love. There we go. She's in love. That brings us to our next segment called Write an Angry Erotic Poem About It. Why is everyone shaking their head? Jamie, you were shaking it no. Jesse, you were shaking it yes. Let's see who wins. It's all tied up, guys. it's anyone's game. This is our final segment of the night, too. Sorry, guys. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I needed that. All right, it's called Write an Angry Erotic Poem About It. Jamie, you have written an angry erotic poem about parades. Parker Newman, yours is about charades. Jesse Jones, yours is about chicken marinades. So parades, charades, chicken marinades. Jamie, let's hear your angry erotic poem.
Just as a I don't know if this is funny necessarily, but I hope enjoyable nonetheless.
All right.
But a little background. So this poem is written from the perspective of a Asian gay teenage boy who attended his first gay pride parade, hates parades, and got a blowjob in the bathroom at the parade.
Okay.
And this would be like a beat poem that he read at like a coffee shop like a week later.
All right.
About the parade.
Okay.
So that's what this is.
I think we would have known that just by reading it.
Well, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that's just in my head, that's what was happening.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
It's called parades.
Wait. Okay, sorry, all right. Go ahead.
Parades. An obnoxious, incompetent celebration of the worst kind of people. Sheeple! Adorned with black leather vests for the gay. Hey, it's all for a good cause, he said as he swayed and swooned to a tune like house music I couldn't quite hear over the regret I knew I'd feel in the morning. A parade, as it goes, a gathering of men wet from the neck up and me, a soft Asian man with a plan. A semen parade in my mouth after I go south on the first leather that gives me beads and concedes that yes, a parade of gay men is the worst kind of world before he happily hurls his mango margarita in between my furry freckled thighs. Surprise! He comes every year, just not the way I want him to. An assembly of gay men walking in tandem down a street lined with fag hags and portable music players. Rainbow colored regret, reset, backtrack one song so I can hear Katy Perry be all of this to all of us. I spy through a tiny bathroom window approaching giant balloon animals on strings held down tight by smiling drunk men with penises piercing through their obscene jeans. And the scene, let me paint it for you. He's on my cock in the bathroom, and I'm watching the parade. All the dumb, dim, loud, predictable pansies, and I, Oriental, as they say, looking for dick, as they say, being too gay, as they say. I'm getting my knob hobbed by a guy who's playing Tom Cruise in the Risky Business float on Fifth Avenue, a real goddamn celebrity. But I regress to test you. Are you listening? A parade of gays, an obnoxious and incompetent celebration of the worst kind of people. Sheeple! I admit, if you go to a parade and get a blowjob in the bathroom, it's the best parade you've ever been to. And me, Don, Oriental, gay, 19, voice as proud as a cat's hiccup. Look up! More giant inflated balloon animals.
Very good, Jamie. Just for context, he was self-hating.
Okay.
He was. He'll get better. He'll
it's
get
powerful,
over.
Though.
Like, should I be offended? Should.
I
okay.
Think,
I
think at one point in our lives, we were all that little Asian twink.
Yeah. I'd like to move on. Parker.
Metaphorically.
Please have written an angry erotic poem about charades. I cannot wait.
Okay. First, you look like my fifth grade teacher.
You're welcome.
I wanted to tell you that, like, for how long? But okay, the poem about charades. Okay. We need to stop this charade, or better yet, don't. IDK, I don't know what you're supposed to be. Is it a giraffe or a goat? I don't know what you are, and I guess I love the mystery. This is torture, but I love it. So much pain, sweat, and misery. This poem is short. I know you can read it in a glance. I'm sorry, but it's over now because I just came in my pants.
All right. Very good. Parker Newman. Good job. Jesse.
Yeah.
Please have written an angry erotic poem about chicken marinades. Chicken marinades.
All right.
Chicken marinades.
I need some place to soak my thick slab of cock meat all night. I guess I'll just plop it in your sticky, salty goo. I'm plenty practiced by now, drizzling myself with your lukewarm broth. I'm a master baster. I know what to do. There's no sizzle in our relationship, no heat in our romance. My dissatisfaction simmers. I can feel my frustration just stew. So maybe we should spice things up, add some flavor to the mix. Maybe tonight will be the night I try cumin in you.
Very good. That was Write an Angry Poem About It. It was also Stab. We're done. One more time for Jamie Fernandez. Parker Newman. And Jesse Jones. Please, guys, come back next week. We'll be here at 10:30 or 11. Doing our 100th episode, which will be a best of a lot of people that have been on the show over the years. There may be a stage play element. We don't know yet. So come check that out right back here at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. If you have never heard our show and you want to catch up on all the other episodes before you see the 100th, you can go to iTunes or Stitcher or SoundCloud or YouTube and rate us and review us and come back next week. We'll be here celebrating, and we'll go out drinking afterwards. Good night.